Hi, I'm Cameron Stewart. I work on Batgirl for DC Comics, and I am close, first little friend with the Court of Nerds, if you know what I mean.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Court of Nerds, your mom's favorite podcast about movies, gaming, TV, and comic books, plus the only podcast remembering to wish Winnie Cooper a happy birthday. Aww. I'm Drew.
I'm Emily.
I'm John.
And I'm Stacy.
And we have a guest with us in studio tonight. He is local musician and gearhead extraordinaire, Biff Tannen. Biff!
Hey, what's going on?
Dude, it's good to have you here.
I know, it's good to be here. It's been a while since I've been in the studio.
We've been trying to do this, get you in here for a year and a half. So I'm glad we finally made it work. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were telling me before we started recording that you're coming back to the local music scene.
Yeah, trying to anyways.
I've missed you.
I've missed myself.
If you guys are interested, is your album still on Spotify?
It is actually still on Spotify.
You guys look up Biff Tannen on Spotify. I still love that record to this day.
I'm the only one.
You're the only one.
So thank you. Go and check
that out. This week, we're doing something new. We've been experimenting with a lot of stuff here at Court of Nerds. And no, not experimenting like Stacy did when she was in college.
Hey, now.
We've been trying out some new stuff.
Did I just get called out?
Yeah, no, a little bit.
A little bit.
But not in like a bad way, more in like a we want to hear about it afterwards kind of way. We wanted to try doing just a kind of a conversational podcast. And since we've had our first spinoff here at the Court of Nerds, if you haven't checked out That's So Braven at thecourtofnerds.com.
That's so
Braven. We really encourage you to do so. And Jeff Johns tweeting out about another DC Comics television show coming out. People speculating Teen Titans, Nightwing. Something in that kind of sexy teen vein.
Mm.
It's kind of the only thing they're missing, Stacey. I know you make that face, but...
That just got real awkward.
Not really. I think it got
you
real sexy.
You made it awkward.
What kind of makes
they were
sense?
Legal, sexy teens?
Yeah. Have you not seen the CW?
Right.
But they're not... It's... Okay. I'm going to quit while I'm...
Have you watched
here.
Vampire Diaries? Because I have.
At night.
I am ashamed to say I haven't watched that show.
John, you were going to say something that probably made sense before Stacey interrupted you.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it makes sense with, like, Legion coming out. It's kind of a teeny thing, and then you're going to do the whole other side of the DC, so let's do it.
Yeah, so Jeff Johns announcing spinoffs. We have our own spinoffs, so we decided to do a week about spinoffs. What characters deserve their own comic book, TV, or movie? And we thought we'd have a little bit of fun with it. So I think, Emily, I'm going to let you lead off. Give me one first, and we'll kind of go round robin around the room until we run out of ideas.
Okay. All right. So my first one, it's going to be a spinoff book series, not comics, books. I want a spinoff series of the Marauders from Harry Potter. So his dad and Sirius Black and Remus Lupin. I want like just a spinoff series or even just one book of
like the
just
Hardy
their
Boys?
Shenanigans. Yes. When they were teenagers at Hogwarts, because you get like hints of it and everyone really loves that era, despite the fact that we don't really have a lot of information about it. So I want more Harry Potter, just like everyone else.
More Potterverse.
More Potterverse.
Well, and then, I mean, it makes sense because then Universal can expand the theme park too.
Right.
Yep.
I think Rowling's running out of money as well.
Yeah, there's no way she has enough money. She needs more. So, all right, so there's a book series. John, what do you got? What's your first idea? Because I know you have more than one. You always come with more than one.
You know, I
grab the mic. Get right up on that,
bitch. I really only have one.
Just one?
Only have one.
You've got a one spinoff, but do you have a second spinoff?
Oh.
It's totally Star Wars, but...
Oh, no way! Wait a minute, are you going to repitch SVU?
No. And
womp, womp.
Yes. But I do have another one, and I'm not stealing your idea. I'm just using a different character from Rick and Morty. A Mr. Poopy Butthole spinoff.
Oh!
Nice.
I would watch that.
Okay.
Because ooh-wee, why not, right?
Right.
Ooh-wee. Like, where was he? Because, you know, they did the whole entrance when he was on it where everything, like, do... An episode of every Mr. Poopy Butthole entrance that you could from the beginning of the show.
Phrasing.
Like, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, you could actually make those episodes with Mr. Poopy Butthole in them.
Okay. So, like, redo all of them?
Well, maybe not redo them all, or just, like, have a point where Mr. Poopy Butthole comes into that episode at that point.
Okay.
And then... Rick and Morty leave, and Mr. Poopy Butthole goes and does his own thing.
Okay.
Like,
no,
he just
like that.
Entrances in those episodes and then leaves really quick.
Or even, like, have him
phrasing.
In the background of episodes and, like,
right,
kind of see what he's doing in the background.
Superimpose him in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that guy doing? Oh, no, it's Super Poopy Butthole.
Ooh, wait, I was here, too.
And then it's a drinking game.
The Mr.
You could Where's he totally at? Make a drinking game out of it.
Yeah. All right, Stacey, what do you got?
Well, Rick and Morty.
Here's the thing. Rick and Morty is a show that if people aren't watching it, they should be.
Right.
It's brilliant. But it's also got so many characters that are so interesting that you only see briefly.
Yep.
Like, I'd watch a whole show based on that Spider People planet.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it'd be terrifying.
It would.
And I would ruin my Mr. Poopy Butthole, but whatever.
Oh, my word. Okay, so I kind of sadly spilled the beans at lunch today, which is how John got the idea for that.
This is why we can't let you guys sit next to each other.
I know. I said Bird Person from Rick and Morty was one of mine.
Like, if you did, like, these wars that he was involved in before he met Rick?
Yes! Like, that would be amazing. Just the backstory.
That's
back
a better character than Mr. Poopy Butthole.
That would be more entertaining, I think.
But I think yours would be, like, a lot darker.
Like a sci-fi epic.
The Bird Person show would be darker.
It would be serious and, like, plot-driven, whereas Mr. Poopy Butthole would not so much be.
It'd be a whole lot of jokes about how his name is Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Yes.
The shenanigans
would be more accessible to more people. We'll put it that way, John.
All right. Biff, you're up, man. I told you to bring ideas.
Yeah, no, absolutely. My first one would actually be, I'm sure we're all familiar with the Fallout 4 series.
Yeah.
Nick Valentine. Have his own detective show. Or even a detective game. I think that would be absolutely epic.
I would play that game.
Right? I mean, and no spoilers or anything, but like Nick Valentine had the DLC for Far Harbor and how they kind of threw that in the radio station. How could you not just have a whole video game of that?
Nice.
That would be awesome.
I would play that. All right. I'm in radio, so we do this thing called playing to our audience. So I figured I'd play to at least part of my audience.
Or pander.
Pander. You know, they call it pandering. Sure. Here you go. Spinoff TV series. You call it TikTok. It's based on Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yes. God.
Right?
I'm already sold.
I originally wanted to do a Lumiere spinoff, and then I was like, I couldn't tolerate that thick accent as the narrator on this series.
Oh, he's so charming.
Yeah.
Like but the super also, French accent?
Right, but he's also, he's not a lead character.
No.
He's not a lead. Cogsworth, though, is, you know, he's the straight man. The straight man can be the lead. So it'd be kind of a wacky animated, I'm thinking a Disney XD kind of thing. For those familiar, a Star versus the Forces of Evil kind of vibe.
Right.
You know, kind of wacky adventures inside the castle.
Wouldn't that be just a straight, as you put it, a straight man just ruining everybody's good time?
Well, yeah, but he's the lead character, so you sympathize with him.
I feel like he'd look straight into the camera like in The Office a lot.
Right.
Just that disappointing, just like, glare.
Break the fourth wall.
There's the other idea. An Office-style Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Yep.
That's actually awesome.
Maybe that's the winner. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. The old mockumentary. Yeah.
Just call it The Castle.
The plunger comes out. It's like, oh, God, another Poopy Butthole day.
Yeah.
And then Poopy Butthole comes, jumps out, and you're like, what?
Serious crossovers left and right. I'm just saying, I think that office style, you know what? Now I gotta go copyright that real quick.
Yep.
Go home and write a script.
I'm sure Disney's like fine with it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Go for it.
Disney's probably not thinking about suing me right now.
They don't sue anyone.
Be Disney triple XD.
Don't forget, check us out at thecourtofnerds.com. That is our website where all of our stuff lives. If you missed any of our best and worst of lists from 2016, we highly suggest you check them out, especially John's TV, because it was so controversial, John.
I know.
You're so full of controversy.
People hated it a lot.
I know. It's so weird. I didn't understand, because you were honest. You
one
son of
guy
a bitch.
Hated it.
Yeah, one person disliked you. So
I wasn't mad.
No, you shouldn't be. Grant's top 16 comic series of the list. Great stuff to pick up if you haven't checked it out. And of course, the brand new podcast, That's So
Braven.
All right. We are talking spinoffs here, though, on the Court of Nerds. Emily, what else you got? What else did you bring to the table for me today?
I have two spinoff options for one show. From one original show, is that okay to share both of them? Or should I like wait and come back?
No, go for it.
Yeah,
for
if you want to blow your wad, go right ahead.
Full pitch.
Whatever. Okay, so
I wish people could
show.
Have seen the accompanying cameras. It just happened here.
It was super ladylike.
That's usually one of the words I used to describe Emily. So what's Emily like in real life? Ladylike. Ladylike is shit.
Okay, so the show is Supernatural. Surprise!
Damn it, one of these is probably going to be my other idea. Hang on, I'm going to start Googling to work on something else.
Okay, the first one is kind of similar to what I just said about Harry Potter, but I want like a serious series of John Winchester and Bobby being hunters when they were younger, before the boys were born and all that.
Like a buddy cop?
Yeah, well, not before the boys were born, because he wasn't a hunter then. But yeah, like when they were younger, before the boys were hunting with them, the buddy cop kind of thing. It'd probably be more serious, because it's John Winchester, who's just like emo dad. But I think it'd be cool. I also really want a sitcom-style show of Lucifer and Michael stuck in the pit.
Okay.
Nice.
Like, odd couple, Archangel Michael and Lucifer down in the pit.
Dan, it's the pit.
Yep. Done.
All 80s style.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, I wanted a buddy cop Cass and Crowley.
Oh, nice.
Like, I don't know why they would be stuck in a buddy cop role ever, but Cass and Crowley.
It would work.
Like, I would live
for that.
Yeah, I want more Misha all the time.
Yep.
More Misha is always good.
Yeah, but always Crowley. Always Crowley, always Crowley, forever Crowley. John, what's your Star Wars based idea?
Like, I got one more normal one.
Oh, do you?
Normal?
I was thinking of the shows that I watched that should probably be coming to an end here shortly.
Yeah.
Like, number 5 on my list, The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Now, what would make the most sense if you were to do a spin-off show on that one? It would be Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah, arguably the most popular character on the show.
His spin-off show, you could bring Amy to it. They get their own apartment. He becomes professor somewhere. And it would be a bad show, and it would fail.
Like Joey.
But it's the next logical.
But it would be the next logical situation for CBS to try to get a number one show.
You know, they'd call it Bazinga, right?
They'd have to.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I like that.
Or like Dr. Bazinga or something. Ooh.
It's been a long time since he said that, though.
Yeah, he kind of dropped it as a catchphrase.
I stopped watching the show at like
season 5. It's overdone or something.
What? Like it's overdone?
Like,
no way.
Like the entire show?
Oh, burn.
It is the white noise for when I work, if that says anything.
It's just background.
She turns it on Netflix so she knows she's not going to miss anything. I got to work, so I guess.
I got other stuff to do. Just put this on. I can ignore it because I don't care. I may occasionally chuckle at it, whatever.
That's what it's become.
I have Sprint. I've got unlimited data. Who cares?
All right, Stacey, what do you got next? I can't believe you had 2 normal ideas, John. I'm so impressed with you.
And neither of them were Star Wars.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Like you've done me a great service by showing up prepared for the podcast. Jackass.
Hey, didn't screw up the screw up. It's good.
He didn't screw up the screw up this time.
It's good.
All right.
My second one was Watson from Sherlock.
Like, the BBC?
Well, I mean, yeah.
There are other versions of Sherlock. I know you
not
refuse.
Right now there aren't.
No,
Yeah, the rest of them don't exist.
Was that stupid Elementary on CBS?
Was that Johnny Miller? Like, no, that doesn't exist.
That's not
real. No.
We don't all live in a world where everyone has British accents, Stacey.
But what a world it would be.
Stacey, John, do you want to come over here on the testosterone side of the room?
Nope, I'm fine over here. There's an alley.
There's an estrogen flood happening.
No, but seriously, like...
His face is great.
You're trying so hard.
You're trying
so hard to straight face that.
It was good for a minute.
Yeah, you get 5 points for that. I don't know what they're worth, but you have 5 points.
We'll get some shroot bucks for you.
Yes!
Okay. Nice.
No, but Watson, like, I want to see him in the war and him get injured and then his trials before he meets Sherlock, because we see him when he meets Sherlock, but what was he like before? And no spoilers for this weekend, but we see a little bit different of a side of him than we're used to on the most recent episode, and I want to know if that's who he was before or if he has turned into that person since he met Sherlock.
Okay, all right.
I like it.
That's not bad.
I like
Sherlock. I just I have to poke fun at how much you love everything. I was expecting a Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman based idea.
Oh,
I thought about it.
Now that you say that,
I thought about it.
A Sully spin-off.
Sully.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. I'm not going to lie, I'd watch that too. Yeah. It would only be better if he had a British accent.
Not wrong.
All right. My next one would be, it's kind of obtuse, but Gail from Bob's Burgers.
A Gale spinoff?
Yeah, yes! I think that would work really well. Like, she's so crazy and zany and stupid, and she's just got all these cats. Like, I'm just, like, thinking in her head, does she think she's, like, commander of cats? Or, like, maybe it's, like, an in her brain episode, and then it goes off into, like, this really... I don't think it would do well for... it would go for, like, 3 weeks. It would be awesome. And then people would be like, okay, give me Bob's Burgers back, please.
TNT would buy it. Throw it up there. But was it TBS?
Just super random. I think Gale would be hilarious as a spinoff.
Okay. Well, I already gave out my Cass and Crowley idea, but... I watch a stupid amount of television, so... I always wanted a... So, is anyone else in here... Stacey, I know I got you started on it. Gravity Falls.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Gravity Falls is one of my favorites. And it only ran 2 seasons, but it was one of those, like Avatar, it was designed to run a certain length. I always wanted a continuation.
Mm.
So, one of the other main characters is the kid's Grunkle Stan. It's their great-uncle Stan.
Okay.
Who is this gruff uncle who runs a mystery shack.
Oh, what?
It's a tourist trap filled with fake things that he's built.
Sure.
So, I would love to continue watching the adventures of Grunkle Stan and his handyman, Seuss, who talks like this, dude.
Are you serious?
Like, I just want it continued. It's not even a spinoff. I just want it continued. Just
keep going. Like, keep with making. This theme.
Yeah, I call it Mystery Shack. Call it something else if you don't want to call it Gravity Falls.
Right.
But I want more of those two characters interacting and just being ridiculous.
I feel like I need to go watch this show.
Dude, it's on Hulu.
This sounds awesome.
It is phenomenal. It is. There's enough grown up sci fi in there, but enough just incredibly stupid. Like, there is a fake boy band in there that are clones.
Okay.
Yeah, right? The band is called Several Times.
Nice.
With a Z, clearly.
Yeah, gotta be.
So, Emily, did you have any other wonderful ideas to talk about today?
Not yet. I might come up with some as we go. John, inspire me.
John, are you ready? Hold on. John, are you ready for your Star Wars
She's
idea?
She's built it up now.
Okay.
Oh,
he's got the pad
out.
I got the notes
out. Oh, it's the notes. It's over now.
Shit.
This has nothing to do with the new X-Men show Legion coming out. But
okay.
You call the movie The Legion, or you call it Vader's Fist, which is the nickname for the 501st.
I was on your level.
You're on the porn level. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, then go with the Legion because Vader's Fist sounds like a porn.
Otherwise,
it does.
I'm going to be in this alley over here the whole time.
But a lot has been done with the 501st in the Clone Wars cartoon, and Anakin at the helm, and briefly, Pong Krell, who was mutinied against. But anyway, you take the 501st and Vader's story after he turns into Darth Vader. Now, the 501st has been with Vader since the beginning throughout the Clone Wars with Ahsoka and everybody else, but... Nothing has come between 3 and 4, except for Revenge of the Sith when he goes and wipes out all the younglings and everything.
Right.
But the story of Anakin hunting down the remaining Jedi with the 501st, who have the chip in their head, but didn't know about it, and Fives got killed because he knew about it, would be a great, great story.
True.
Yeah.
True. I would watch the crap out of
it. It is what fans want. It's what they've wanted, and if you've seen Rogue One, you know what Vader's capable of.
True.
People want that on screen for more than 10 minutes, or 2 minutes from what it was.
However long.
That's what they want.
People want, the people want more Vader, and you want to give the people what they want. You're a man of the people, John Calvin.
Right, but you could do so much, because he's so emotional, and you've seen now that his temple on Mustafar... And you've seen that he goes through the back to tank and the replenishing of his body. You could do back scenes of him and Padme and him having nightmares, because he's best friends with all these 501st people when he's Anakin Skywalker. Will he have that same relationship with them as Darth Vader? You could expand on it so far, and I think that would be a great movie. Now, there's nothing... gonna happen of it, because I don't think they'll do a Vader movie.
No.
But if you were to do it and you could get the right director and have it be good, you could make it a phenomenal war film and drama, for that matter.
No, I like it. Stacey, you got anything to follow that up with, or do we need to skip your turn?
Yeah, I only brought two.
I only brought two.
Oh, I please, sir. Give me some two. More. All
right.
Actually, you talking about Gravity Falls kind of reminded me of a show I really liked on HBO, and I don't know if anyone's even seen it. It's kind of old Carnival.
Yeah.
I would love to see that thing continue. Yeah. It just kind of dead-ended. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but if you haven't seen it, I think it's on... I know, I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah.
I know it's on HBO Go. I have HBO Go, so that's probably what I'm thinking.
Right.
But if you get a code from somebody, go get HBO Go, watch Carnival. It's only like 1.5 seasons long. But if they could continue with that, I know it was like funding and all this other stuff, and it was a bunch of stupid shit, like always.
Yeah.
Why seasons get ended, but it was an excellent show. I would be so happy with that. Please do it.
All right, I'm going to go with one that I don't think we're likely to see, but I know that this character is going to come back outside of his own show. I might be the only one. I would watch the shit out of a show about Foggy Nelson from Daredevil. Huh. Just call it Foggy.
Foggy Days.
Foggy. It's a crime procedural.
Right, okay.
It's about all the cases that he has to take to keep right. the offices open while Murdoch's yep. out being Daredevil.
Nice, no, I like that.
You know, it's kind of the how we keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Because everyone, I was in the camp of when they started doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I was like, oh great, it's going to be a show about the people who do the paperwork.
Right, good job.
Way to go. You checked in this morning on Facebook. Congratulations. But like, it's become interesting, so I figured if they can make that interesting,
right.
they can probably make... And I love Foggy, I love the actor playing him, I yeah. love the entire concept behind him. My other sidekick who deserves his own show,
yep.
and again, I'm not big on retitling these, I just want to call it Burt and Guster. I want more Gus from Psych.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want more Burt and Guster.
And I mean, I don't think you can really retitle anything like that anyway, so I think it has to stay along those lines. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could call it one of the, you know, 800 names Sean gave him throughout sure. the course of the show, Gee Butter Snaps.
Each episode is named yeah, after each one
episode,
of his
each episode title, perfect, we've got our nice. Friends hook.
Nice.
Done. But, you know, Magic Hand.
No, I like that.
But it's I loved Psych, I loved how goofy and silly it was, yep. I loved all the homages to things from the 80s.
Right.
And I loved the spoofing of other shows constantly.
You have to.
So, I thought that one was great. Have we inspired you at all, Emily, or no?
No.
Come on.
You failed me.
I will say, I did ask the girlfriend for ideas for this.
Sure.
One she wanted to do, and it's really funny because I'm checking my Facebook and it showed up here and reminded me.
Nice.
Charmed. She wanted a White Lighters spinoff, John.
Ooh-wee.
About the origins of the White Lighters and their powers and their power base.
Totally okay with that.
John, you're totally down. Hold on. John, will you confess on record to being a Charmed fan?
We've talked about this already?
Yeah, because he got mad at me because I called said something you're about not oh. liking any of those women. Right.
Shit got real on.
John has never hated me more than that moment.
No, well, helping you yes. move. No,
I'm kidding. Yeah, it's second place.
Can we sideways here and talk about how Emily tried to kill me and John? So Emily what? Had to move. Emily had to move the other day.
In one day, I had one day to move everything I owned.
You had one day. You didn't yes. had no inclination they gave, that
they
you
gave
had
me
to leave.
23rd. Well, I was moving out of my apartment into the new one in the same complex.
Okay.
They gave me 3 days to move.
Yep.
Two of those days were Christmas Eve and Christmas,
okay.
when I'm obviously going to be
hey,
out of town
bad.
With my family.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
yeah.
I had Friday before right. Christmas to do it. So I freaking damsel in distress pity partied like 8 of my friends throughout the day to come over and help me move.
Oh, so you had like files of people coming
so,
in.
Yeah, so John and I are thinking, oh, she's moving in the same complex. This can't be that bad.
Right.
It's up on the third floor.
Oh,
you
good.
Have to go through like 3 different doors to get up there.
This excellent. Bitch don't tell them anything.
No,
and then, no, you can't.
No. So, but then like we're hauling stuff into the apartment and like I'm trying to, and Emily, you don't know this part of the story yet. I look at John, I was like, dude, it smells terrible in here. I'm going to throw up. What's happening in here? And he goes, I don't know. Don't say anything. We don't want to be rude to Emily. I'm just going to crack the slider.
And I did. Oh, I totally cracked the slider.
Nice. So we leave and I'm like, God, I feel weird. This is awkward. I feel so terrible. We love Emily.
Right.
You know, and then it turns out we get a message in the group chat later in the day. Hey, Em, your natural gas is leaking.
Oh, no
yeah.
shit.
So it could have blown up at any point. And me being a smoker, I could have lit up a cigarette
right.
at any time while
yeah.
doing this.
My pilot light went out.
Us.
So it was like full of gas.
Holy shit.
Because
no
I noticed that I'm like, why does it
good?
Smell yeah. weird? I thought good that too, but I didn't really notice that. What the smell was at first. I didn't really recognize it.
You didn't recognize the egg smell?
Yes. Yeah,
It wasn't. It was like just gas. It was the gas smell, and I think it was a combo of that and whatever they used to like paint and clean the apartment and stuff. So it was all these weird chemical smells, and I'm like, it's so weird. And right. I was like planning, I'm like, I'm going to open every goddamn window in this place because it smells awful. But no, I was just almost close to dying.
Everyone almost died of carbon monoxide.
Yeah,
died.
My friend's like, yeah, we realized we couldn't catch our breath, so.
See, I feel better because I was feeling weak as a man because I couldn't do more. I was like, Emily, I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm dying. I mean, part of that is because I'm overweight and out of shape, but the other part
I did make them
was
move my bed.
Natural gas.
And then Emily's over here like, Death Squad 2, come on in.
Come on.
Who's gonna die next?
Basically,
I feel like you're the one who would be Ross in the. The stairway.
Pivot! I was.
So that's, I wanted to share that because this is what happens when you only have nerd friends to help you move. We don't recognize these things.
Right.
No. We're just like, oh, okay.
Is that gas? fuck it.
Crack a window. We gotta move these comic books.
At least one of us is a functioning adult who was moving that day.
At least there was one person who's like, hey, Emily, this is natural gas. This is bad.
We should probably not breathe this anymore. Yeah.
So, well, I think, Biff, do you have any other ideas? Let's go. Let's spin them out. Let's do this.
So, Sheriff Mills, Supernatural.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be excellent.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. We're continuing, like, solo adventures in the weird.
Well, yeah, her and the other two girls that she was with. Plus, CW needs more female leads.
Dude, yeah. So, preaching to the choir.
I mean,
here.
Come on.
Talking to Estrogen Alley on the other side.
I think we've gone over this before, too, actually.
With Sheriff Mills?
No.
More female
Or just
leads.
More female in CW?
Not even more female leads. The CW doing better by their female characters.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. And then Scorpion, obviously, from Mortal Kombat. He would always be good. And then last one was Dee Reynolds. Her, like, finally getting a comedy contract or something along those lines, I think would be really good. Yeah. Well, then she just pukes all over the stage every episode.
Every time. Yeah, that's how every episode ends.
Right.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, listen, that was super fun. You guys, we'll do this again next week. Biff, you're going to have to come back. I had a good time with you. We'll take a vote. Their votes don't matter, so don't worry.
Bring your almanac.
Right? Seriously.
What?
Nothing,
what?
Nothing. Biff?
Yeah, I know. I got it. I just...
Wow, I bet you've never heard that one before.
Never.
I'm
never.
Terrible, too.
It was good, though.
I'm not even a dad.
You're an uncle. It's okay. All right. Well, that being said, I'm Drew.
I'm Emily.
John.
Stacy.
And I'm Biff.
We are your Court of Nerds. Be sure to check out thecourtofnerds.com and look... For That's So
Braven.
Episode 2 coming out this week. Thanks, everybody.